America is now the world's biggest producer of crude oil and natural gas, thanks to the technology of hydraulic fracturing. Along with profits, so-called fracking has also generated a fair amount of controversy, from concerns about water and air pollution to apparently related earthquakes. There is currently a patchwork of state regulations for fracking, including an outright ban in New York State. And now the federal government has released regulations for fracking on federal lands. Joining us now to discuss the rules is Abram Lustgarten, a reporter with ProPublica who covers the energy industry. Welcome back to Living on Earth, Abram.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So these regulations are limited to federal lands. How much of the fracking that's happening right now is on federal land?
I think the official statistics are somewhere around 100,000 wells. So that's going to be about 10% of the drilling that's happening in the United States. So the most significant place right now is the Bakken Shale. About half, a little less than half of the drilling in the Bakken Shale is on the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. Besides the Bakken, central Wyoming, northern Colorado, parts of California all have very large tracts of federal lands, tens of thousands of wells, and there will be new wells coming in the future, and they'll all be subject to these rules.
So specifically, what will these regulations do now?
Well, the regulations essentially update existing regulations, and they're essentially new regulations to protect groundwater from damage that can be caused through the fracking process. So they're aimed squarely at ensuring that the wells are constructed well. So they have some requirements for how cement casing will be installed around the structure of an oil or gas well, around how you'll test that cement casing to make sure that it withstands pressure. They'll do what's called mechanical integrity tests, which are just a really important examination to make sure that there can't be any leaks. They'll require a geological analysis of the area around a new well to, in part, determine whether there's fractures or natural fault lines or anything else underground that might allow chemicals or fluids to leak into a surrounding or nearby aquifer. And finally, they'll require that waste temporarily be handled at fracking sites in closed containers, basically in steel tanks, instead of the open waste pits that have also been associated with groundwater pollution across the country.
So tell me the chemicals that are at risk of getting into groundwater.
Well, there's a very long list of chemicals that are known to be used in fracking, but there's types of them. There's basically biocides that are meant to kill algae. There's surfactants, which is like a soap that's meant to kind of lubricate the inside of the well, and a couple other classes of chemicals. And part of the problem has been that we don't know what the complete list is, and we don't know that because the oil and gas drilling companies have protected that information as trade secrets. And part of these new rules for BLM lands is requiring oil and gas companies to release that information, or at least a lot of that information.
How is industry responding to these rules?
Industry is, with very familiar refrains, fighting these rules. The American Petroleum Institute immediately filed a lawsuit to stop the rules from taking effect. And the industry across the board has said repeatedly that it will be expensive and onerous and will probably disincentivize investment and drilling on federal lands and lower federal income related to that drilling and so forth. But basically, it seems to be a very thin argument. I've looked a bit at the costs, including the industry's own cost estimates. They're as high as about 1.5% of the cost of drilling a well. The Department of Interior estimates they're about as low as 0.1% of the cost of drilling a well. The total cost across the country is estimated to be about $350 million a year when you consider tens of billions of dollars of profits for each of these companies. It's a very insignificant amount. And at the same time, many of these states actually have state regulations that are as strict or more strict in some cases as these new federal rules. So they're already able to comply. They're already assuming the heightened costs of regulations in places like Wyoming on state lands or private lands. And I just don't see these new federal rules as being too much of a roadblock to industry.
Now, what about the critics of hydraulic fracturing, those environmental activists who focus on energy extraction? What's been the response to the rules?
Tepid at best. They, of course, wanted more. Their central criticism is that the Obama administration has taken a path towards addressing climate change and that hydrocarbon development should not be allowed on federal lands. They wanted other strict requirements as well. They wanted the disclosure of chemicals to come without any sort of caveats, without any exemptions for proprietary information. And they wanted some very specific technical details around the well construction requirements that I described earlier, just things that are incrementally more stringent than what's actually been put in place.
So, Abram, at the end of the day, how important are these new federal rules on fracking?
Well, it's kind of a mixed bag. But to the extent that federal lands, particularly in the western United States, are an important source of oil and gas and will continue to be, this will substantially mitigate the risks that regulators have been seeing and that residents have been seeing in those lands. It sets a baseline for what best practices are acceptable to the federal government. That can be a guide to the states. It can be a guide to the companies. There's another important element that I think is kind of significant, and that's that by requiring all of these things, it creates a public record. And one of the problems has been years of allegations of environmental contamination from drilling with very little data to go back and reference to see how and when a well was drilled, what kind of geology it was drilled into. And with the advent of these federal rules, there will be a public record that can be searched and requested and analyzed. And should we have to look back again, there'll be a lot more information to work with.
Abram Lesgarten is a reporter with ProPublica. Thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.